Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hey, so we're back again with another Zoom session in the market, and this is our only foodie Zoom session of the whole event, so we're very excited. So over to you, Buffy.
Some of you know me and some of you don't. I have been in this country for not quite seven and a half years. And I've always loved cooking, baking, and I've always wanted to have like this big, massive, like a soup kitchen type thing or something to where I could feed, you know, people that are less fortunate. Well, I've never been able to do that. So then a group of friends and I were talking one night. I said, I wonder if I set up a WhatsApp group, would anybody be interested in joining? And a few people said yes. And then I'm like, okay, so we need a name for this. What am I going to call it? I had no idea. And I don't even remember who came up with the name. But we said Heartland's Golden Treats. And I was like, yeah. So then I just started like, because some people that have been here, like to our house, have tried some things that I've baked and they've liked it. So I was just like, okay. So I started like, I put together a price list, and because I wasn't even sure really where to go with it, what to do, any of that stuff. And for the first little while, it was just like ordinary sizes, like one size of everything. And then Kaz says, what if you offer like half sizes for people that, you know, live on their own and you know, don't want big quantities? Well, thank you very much, because I did it and it's taken off so well. I'm so pleased. I offer a wide range of cookies, cakes, brownies, fudge, flapjacks. I'm kind of getting into. I've made them a couple of times, but I've had even people come up with various combinations of things. Some that I personally would go. In fact, Pauline, I'm going to put you on the spot for a minute. She said, "Can you make me some pumpkin, almond, and chocolate chip cookies?" And I first thought, I didn't say anything because, you know, the customer is always right. But I thought, I don't know about this. And I made them, tried them, and Darren was like, I'll have some of them. Of course, he likes to sample everything. So, and I've just recently have been adding the clean name for it is a dirty brownie. And that is cookie dough on the bottom. And you can have in the middle, you can have butterscotch, you could have Oreos, caramel, just anything like that. And then you have brownie on top. And then for someone, I've made a blondie brownie on the top. And just people just kind of tell me like different combinations of things that they want. So it's grown more than I ever thought it could. And I'm so appreciative that, you know, I was given the opportunity to come on here today and to share with everybody. And, you know, if maybe I can tempt you with something, that would be great. I do have a WhatsApp group. If anybody can join it, I don't mind. I will put the link in the event. I think I did once, or I tried to. I don't know if it went there. And I've got a Facebook page, Heartland Golden Treats. And I haven't decided. I kind of thought about moving the group to Telegram, but I don't know if I'm going to do that as of yet, but we'll see where it goes and what happens. There is an offer available today for anybody who is on the call. If you buy one thing at regular price, doesn't matter what it is, you can have a second one for half price. So if anybody has any questions at all, doesn't matter what they are, I'm happy to answer and to, you know, share anything that I can.